Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I do want to talk about something pretty important here today as we start our summer unofficially in Chicago. And before that, we have Steve Carapetian. Am I saying that name right, Steve?
You got it, John.
Yeah, my great producer, Connor, spelled it all out for me, and I can't even read my own handwriting, Steve. So sorry about that, Connor, and sorry about that. Steve, you're the owner of Goldfish Swim School, and obviously we see Goldfish locations all over the place. I mean, this is an important time. Obviously, May is Water Safety Month, and a lot of people are getting in the water right now. And there's a lot that parents, grandparents, everyone needs to know, right?
Definitely, definitely. And thank you for acknowledging it. We've been, you know, pushing the water safety message all month. May is National Water Safety Awareness Month. And every day is Water Safety Awareness Month for us at Goldfish. But as we, like you mentioned a moment ago, get into the unofficial start of summer here this weekend. You know, we're happy to provide a couple of little tidbits for folks around Chicagoland, talking about easy things that can be done to keep everybody safe while they're having fun this summer.
All right, let's get to a few of those. And, you know, I don't know if this is one of the items on your list, but I will say, as someone who spent a lot of time either at a lake up in Wisconsin or on the pool, I know, and look, I'm as guilty as anyone else of going to my phone, but I imagine parents on Instagram while their kids are in the pool is probably item number one on the list. Never be distracted. I'm not trying to take your material from you, but that's one thing I always see.
It's not material at all. It's something that everybody should absolutely know. So thanks for bringing it up. You know, one thing we preach every single day when people are around, you know, an aquatic environment, like you said, whether it's a pool, whether it's out at the lake, you're on a boat, is designating a water guardian. You know, we're all guilty of it as adults. You know, we're, you know, playing with our phones, checking Instagram, checking email. You know, we have these things attached to us right now. And unfortunate things can happen in an instant, in the blink of an eye. And so if you're with a group of people, if you have young children, and even adults for that matter, in an aquatic environment this summer, if you have somebody or you kind of come up with a rotation system for the folks that you're with, you know, 15 minutes at a time, hey, put your phone down and pay undivided attention, especially to the younger ones in and around the water. That's going to really, really save a lot of lives.
Think like, oh, if there's danger, we're going to hear it. There's going to be loud noises. They're going to be splashing. And that's not how it happens.
Yeah. Definitely not. You know, you know that's the way it's portrayed on TV and in the movies. And the unfortunate reality is that drownings happen quickly. They happen quietly. And, you know, we've heard too many tragic stories of just a child slipping under the water when nobody's looking. And, you know, that's that. It's the leading cause of children under the age of four. Takes three lives every day in the United States. That number actually increases a little bit over the summertime months, right? for obvious reasons. So definitely something, you know, we got to pay attention to and bring some awareness to.
All right, so pick a guardian or someone that is in charge. What else do you have for us?
Well, you know, the obvious one is if your kids, and again, I say this, it's about adults too. You know, there are a lot of adults out there who are not strong swimmers. And if you're not, you know, check your ego at the door and put on a life jacket. Right. It's the absolute best thing that you can do. You know, short of taking swim lessons, and, you know, obviously, you know, we love talking about Goldfish and all the places you can take lessons there, but taking swim lessons wherever you can around town is, you know, going to get you the skill that you need, the life skill that you need. But second to that is if you're not somebody who's a strong swimmer, or your children, or you're not feeling 100% about them, put a life jacket on them. Always, always better safe than sorry. You know, whether, you know, it's a Coast Guard approved life jackets for the infants. It's the ones with the collar around their necks. Floaties, you know, the plastic ones that we all had growing up that you can slip onto your arms and inflate. Those things can actually pop really easily. You know, it's just some thin, cheap plastic. And it gives kids a false sense of security. So, But, you know, short of putting your kids in swim lessons, Coast Guard approved life jacket is a number one in my book.
Yeah, we have a rule that if they step foot on the dock, that vest needs to be on. And they're really good at about it now because they've done it since their whole lives, right? Like, we've kind of just drilled that in there. And I will say on the boat, too, like, I will admit, like, when we're out on the boat, you know, maybe doing some fishing, I don't wear a life vest. But I look at my dad, who I've never seen on a boat without a life vest, and I go, I think he has the right idea.
Yeah, well, it's the law, too. For kids under the age of 12, true. I believe it is, you have to have a life jacket on them.
But even
whether
adults.
Whether it's long term or not, exactly. Adults do. You know, one thing, it's like the most simplest thing, but it often goes overlooked. When you're at the store buying your kids a bathing suit this summer, you know, maybe cool to have a nice, beautiful navy blue, you know, trunks for the boys. Skip it. Go for the bright yellow, the bright orange, the bright red, you know, something where you can spot your kid in a crowd. Because if they slip under, you know, those colors that kind of blend in, you know, they're going to blend in. But if you see a bright color out there on the water, it's something that's going to be noticed.
That's a great point.
So it's a real simple one, but, you know, jazz it up when you're out there.
For sure. For sure. Anything else on the list for the quick things?
You know, that those are probably the quick ones, the easy ones to remember, the ones that don't take a lot of thought. You know, we don't want to overload people.
Right.
Complicate the thing.
Yeah,
just keep them safe.
I didn't want to leave it out, but I just really quickly before we go, because we're almost out of time, at the Goldfish Swim School, which I've been to many of them, to see how it is all done, how early can someone start swim lessons?
So we actually start lessons as early as 4 months old. Which is awesome. People are kind of wowed by that.
Right.
And it's one of the only activities that new parents can, you know, get into pretty much right away with their kids. It's a great bonding experience. You're acclimating your kids to the water. One of the biggest compliments that we get is, you know, it makes bath time a heck of a lot easier. And so, we can start them as early as 4 months old. At Goldfish, we'll teach you up to 12 years old. And we can bang it out. We have 13 locations, soon to be 14 throughout Chicago. So pretty much guarantee you there's one close by.
Steve, we appreciate all this information, okay?
Always, John. Thank you. Everybody have a safe summer.